GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Richard Cantu. Vice President Harris taking a page from Rocky, ending her campaign Monday night on the steps of the Philadelphia Museum of Art, climbed by Sylvester Stallone in Rocky.
Here at these famous steps, a tribute to those who start as the underdog and climb to victory.
Former President Trump's last rally was in Pittsburgh, where he accused Democrats of trying to cheat him. Running mate J.D. Vance was in Atlanta election eve.
We are going to take out the trash in Washington, D.C., and the trash's name is Kamala Harris.
New Hampshire votes first during presidential primary season, and when it comes to election day, the residents of tiny Dixville Notch in New Hampshire gathered right after midnight and cast their ballots. We said tiny, 3 votes for the former president and 3 votes for the current vice president. This is ABC News. Polls will be opening in a few hours for the presidential election of 2024. Officials in battleground states are taking extraordinary steps to make sure things go off peaceably.
In Maricopa County, Arizona, where some people showed up with guns during the 2020 vote count, armed guards, drones, surveillance cameras, police on horses, and a SWAT team standing by. In Detroit, the city's stepping up security to avoid scenes like in 2020, when pro-Trump supporters tried to disrupt the ballot counting. This time, officers will be in and around the building, even on the roof.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. New York State Trooper Thomas Mascia has some splaining to do. He's been suspended without pay pending an investigation into his report of being shot and wounded on Long Island last week while helping a motorist on October 30th. A search for a vehicle being used by the purported shooter turned up nothing. On Monday, officers searched Mascia's residence as that investigation continues. Richard Cantu, ABC.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM. From the Lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
You always have to consistently, till the day you die, stand up and fight for those rights. You got to stand up for yourself. You got to stand up for your neighbors and your friends and even folks that you don't maybe agree with politically, that they also have the very same right. And anybody trying to stop that is going absolutely against what this country is supposed to be all about. I think more people need to stand up and say, you cannot stop me from voting.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Packers fall to the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was an NFC North battle, and the Packers came up short, losing 24-14 to the Detroit Lions. Jordan Love throwing an interception, returned for a touchdown, a quarterback rating of just 69.7.
You know, it's definitely disappointing. Putting the ball in jeopardy way too many times, and definitely something I have to clean up.
The Lions improved to 7-1. The Vikings in second place after beating the Colts 21-13. The Packers head into the bye in third place at 6-3. Baseball, the Brewers with 2 players named Gold Glove winners, Sal Frelick and Bryce Turang. The last time 2 Brewers won in the same season, 1979. Sixto Lascano and Cecil Cooper. NBA, Bucks in Cleveland to face the Cavaliers. Milwaukee now 1-5. Bobby Portis says his home was broken into during Saturday night's game.
I know we've gotten out to a horrible start to start the season, but while I was at my game yesterday, I had a home invasion and they took most of my prized possessions.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Barbenheimer 2.0 is just around the corner with films Gladiator 2 and Wicked kicking off the holiday box office season in a couple weeks. However, last weekend's box office did not impress. The movie Here, starring Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and directed by Robert Zemeckis, landed with a thud on opening weekend. Here did not review particularly well, and audience approval is hovering at around 60%. The film whiffed big time with only a $5 million opening weekend, which landed it in fifth place overall. Repeating as box office champ following its opening weekend is Venom: The Last Dance. The third and final chapter of DC's Venom franchise took in $26 million domestically. Rounding out the top five are The Wild Robot in second place, Smile 2 at number 3, and Conclave at number 4. Another disappointment at the box office was Liam Neeson's new action film Absolution, which finished in 12th place, barely cracking $1 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and thunderstorms will settle in during the overnight. Some of the rain could be a bit heavy. Lows will drop to the mid-50s. Northeast winds will be light. On your election day, look for some showers and storms. Highs reaching the middle 60s. Currently 62 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for Election Day coverage. Wisconsin Decides 2024. We'll have all the news of Election Day as it unfolds from our election headquarters. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to Hour 3 of our program. The lawsuit against Elon Musk for running an illegal lottery in Pennsylvania is going on right now in Pennsylvania. Larry Krasner, the Philadelphia DA, just came out and said, F around and you'll find out, right? Although he said it, you know, the way I can't say it on the air. Also, this is amazing news. Donald Trump is on the brink of his seventh bankruptcy. CNN is reporting that he is in a staggering $1.8 billion worth of debt and only has around $400 million in cash. You can see again, you know, he's not just running to stay out of jail. He's running to avoid losing all of his properties. And what does Elmo get out of it? You know, Elon Musk? Well, you know, he gets basically a giant blank check from the taxpayers for Starlink and for SpaceX and you know, all that sort of thing. So, you know, some just wild stuff going on. Barbara McQuaid is reporting federal prosecutors are on call in every district in the country. Interfering with voting rights is a federal offense. Any effort to intimidate, harass, threaten, or harm voters will result in a visit from the FBI. Witnesses or victims may call 911. And Sabrina Hake, who has been on this program a number of times, wrote a brilliant piece that, you know, over on her Hake's Take newsletter on Substack. And she writes, most Trump voters are not Nazis. MAGA mostly just wants to be entertained. They enjoy the carnival of camaraderie. They don't know who Trump really is and what his policies really are because Fox News deliberately hides it from them. 43% of the country watches Fox News, she writes, which correlates directly with the percentage of voters who support Trump over Harris. She adds, according to the Pew Research Center, nearly half, 47% of consistently conservative Americans get their government and political news just from Fox News. She notes that over the past several months, Fox has focused obsessively on our broken immigration system, featuring dog whistles meant to frighten white people. But Fox hosts almost never mention how Trump intentionally killed the border bill just so he could campaign on it. When Fox tires of showing black and brown people committing crimes or lying about violent crime rates that have actually fallen, Fox programmers switch to pablum like popular hairstyles, dog breeds, and who eats ketchup on their omelets. Meanwhile, ominous and unprecedented national security warnings about the dangers of a second Trump administration coming from Trump's own advisors are hidden from Fox viewers. Last week, for example, when news broke that John Kelly, Trump's own chief of staff, warned Americans that he was a fascist to his core, Fox News redirected viewers to Trump's publicity stunt where he cosplayed at McDonald's and played it over and over and over again and never once really talked about John Kelly. I mean, this is poison that is being IV'd directly into the bloodstream of America. There's just no other way to describe it. It's political poison brought to you by an Australian family that is, you know, basically bleeding America dry for cash. I mean, they're making billions off Fox News. You know, selling hate and lies and you know, all that kind of stuff. Meanwhile, more violence by Trump's male supporters against women at voting locations. There was an incident in Florida where a group of Trump-supporting male teens, this is Dean Obidala writing about this, with the intention of harassing and intimidating people supporting Harris. As police reported, 18-year-old Caleb James Williams, a white teenager, along with his other young male friends, went to an early voting location in Neptune, Florida, waving Trump flags and chanting Trump. Their goal, per the chief of police, was to antagonize the opposing political side. But when Williams went from simply yelling at Harris supporters to taking out a nearly 2-foot machete, which he aggressively brandished in a threatening posture over his head toward two women ages 71 and 54, that's when they called the police. He was arrested, felony charges of aggravated assault. Then on Thursday, we learned that a male Trump supporter at a South Carolina voting location caught on video verbally and physically attacking black female poll workers just because they told him he can't wear his pro-Trump hat near the polling place. He doesn't think the law applies to him because he's a Trump follower, especially when a black female poll worker is trying to enforce that law. Incredible. And, you know, as Trump said during his interview with Joe Rogan, some of these women, they're so stupid. Yeah, those stupid women are going to kick him out on his ass tomorrow. My prediction. We'll see. I mean, you know, I've been wrong before, and I might be wrong again, but it sure looks like it to me. So what's on your mind today? Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry. How's everything with you? What's on your mind?
Well, it appears that the Fed is doing its dirt again. They don't give daily numbers on how much quantitative tightening they're taking out of the system. Mm-hmm. But I think I found something that kind of indicates what it is, and that's the VIX, the validity, the validity index.
Volatility index, yeah, VIX.
Yeah. Whenever the Fed has been active in the past, and this is either whether they were adding quantitative easing or quantitative tightening, volatility goes up.
Yep.
And when George W. Bush was president, it went up to 46 when, as Bush's economy was crashing. When Trump's economy was crashing, it went up to 68.
Yeah. I actually bought VIX once as a bet on the economy going down. I just timed it badly and ended up losing all my money. But, you know, it was like $50. Anyway, back to you, Larry.
But today it's at 22, and I'm watching it fluctuate today, and every time it gets a little high, when it goes positive, the Dow drops. When it then drops and goes negative, where it's getting smaller and smaller, then the Dow picks up.
Right.
And I think that's an indication of when the Fed is actually pulling billions out of the
Could be. It could also be an indication of the polling. And, you know, that VIX goes up when it looks like Trump is going to become president, because uncertainty and Trump are the, you know, synonyms. And when it looks like Harris might win, the VIX would go down. What do you think?
Well, I looked all the way back to George W. Bush when mm-hmm. he was president, and and times in between. And the volatility goes up when the Fed is active, whether they're adding or subtracting. Right. And the same thing has happened in the last few weeks when the Fed decided that it was going to do quantitative tightening for mm-hmm. Joe Biden. And this week is a very political week, and the Fed appears to be a little active right now.
Interesting.
And so the Dow right now is down 200 points. It was 400 before, mm-hmm. but as it fluctuated today, again, getting lower, that's when the Dow picked up some of its points.
Yeah.
And I think that the Fed is every Republican always does everything they can to cheat, and I think the Fed is cheating right now. They're putting their thumb on the scales.
Yeah. May well be, Larry. You know, you're right on this stuff far more often than I am,
Unfortunately, we won't know the actual number until Friday. So yeah. It'll be after the election, and then we'll see how much they pulled out of the market and or not.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to know. So, you know, give us a shout when those numbers come out, and let's have a conversation.
All right.
Larry, thank you. Always great hearing from you. I appreciate it. It's coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a few seconds. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People of the United States of America. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. During the politics season, while I do listen to all the words that folks say, I prefer to crunch the numbers behind all their fancy speeches. And the number I'm thinking about today is $7.5 trillion. That is a moderate estimate by the Nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget of what conservatives' plans will add to the national debt. This includes continuing tax cuts for the wealthiest people and lowering the tax rate for some corporations, and it is a lot of money. And, you know, money's going to have to come from somewhere. We can't afford anything that might create cuts to Social Security or Medicare. Seniors who've paid into Social Security are counting on that money for retirement. I don't want us risking Social Security by adding $7.5 trillion to the national debt. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He is a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy. One of Wisconsin's own, Dobie Maxwell, joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the?
You got Amish.
Experience.
Oh, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
woman pleads guilty to trying to smuggle 29 turtles across a lake in Vermont into Canada by kayak so they could eventually be sold in Hong Kong.
So they could vote illegally in November.
Stop box turtles from voting. She's facing 10 years in prison.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarine is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right. Three times more effectively. I feel wonderful after taking Superbarine. I always remember to take my one capsule a day because I keep it right next to the bed. Superbarine is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your health and my health. Use the best source for your heart's health, Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbarine.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbarine, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbarine.com. And the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with that promo code TOM. So go to superbarine.com, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbarine.com. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M.
Mountains rise up high, a testament to grace.
It's 20 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Kenyatta in Los Angeles. How you doing, my friend? What's up?
Before I get into the substance, if you'll give me a moment here of what I want to talk about, which are my personal thoughts on democracy, I want to pay homage to one of the great legends of American music, which is Quincy Jones.
Oh, he passed away today, yeah.
Yeah, he did. My personal thoughts on democracy, and you and I have had our last few conversations have been about democracy. And I'm not so convinced that the United States is one, but that's predicated upon my life experiences, and you are a staunch believer that it is. But regardless of that, as people head to the polls, and I'll be voting at 61 years old for the third time in my life tomorrow. The first two times, my candidates won. My candidate tomorrow definitely will not. But that's not the point. And what I wanted to talk about, you had spoken about the Citizens United and how it has undermined democracy, and it certainly has, because Citizens United said that speech, that somehow, that money is speech.
Right.
But I don't believe, Tom, that democracy is the First Amendment or any amendment or necessarily any exercise such as voting. I don't think it's when people are able to speak. I think at its theoretical apex, democracy is when people are able to listen. And it is that inability that is the true threat to democracy. Now look at history. Every time the United States, which typically revolves, right now we're devolving, but where we have evolved, it has been resulting of people listening. Women's suffrage, civil rights, voting rights, though that promise in terms of civil and voting rights has yet to be fulfilled. I mean, it's still being relitigated. Mm-hmm. It's been a result of the country listening to one another. Mm-hmm. And so at the end of the day, this is what the democratic aspiration must be. And I hope that when people go and cast their votes today and tomorrow, that they keep this in mind. We have to get to a point in this country, if we're not to perish, where we start listening to one another, not mm-hmm. talking over each other. And that's what's not happening. The last thing I wanted to say, Tom, if I might, is that as we consider, casting our ballots today and tomorrow, and, God knows how long this will go on, and the shenanigans that are definitely to ensue, I want to put it on everyone's mind that, and you know, I'm a foreign policy wonk, that we're probably going to be electing a wartime president. And I think people need to keep that in mind.
Yeah. I'm with
you. That's all I've got.
That's good.
You know, democracy is democracy. The essence of democracy is empathy.
Well said. Well said. Kenyatta, thank you. And I look forward to your writing about that in your newsletter over on Substack one of these days. Thank you so much for coming.
Coming at you.
Okay.
Good. Coming at you.
Good. Okay. All thank right. you. PK in Lansing, Michigan, my old stomping grounds. Hey, PK, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to share something positive. Kamala was at Michigan State yesterday at the Jennison Fieldhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a beautiful thing. I mean, it was a beautiful day. You got to wait outside for a couple hours to get in and go through security. And the vibe was calm and it was positive. And people were having nice conversations. There was a food truck that gave out, like, donuts to everyone. And stuff. And then inside, I mean, just the solidarity and all those young people. And she polled the crowd, and most of the people had already voted. I mean, I know, you know, a college is going to be different than, like, some other areas, but I just really think she's going to win big.
Yeah.
And I think we're all going to be okay. I think Americans are ready to turn the page and, like, and we're done with all this MAGA nonsense.
I agree, PK. Was the audience mostly students?
No, it was a mix of everyone. Mm-hmm. It was funny because, you know, they tell you to come early because it does take a while. So
right. It
was a lot of older people at first that got there earlier, and then we got seats and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the college kids on a Sunday afternoon probably don't get up till 3. And then they came at the last minute, so they were all filled in on the floor. And, oh, my gosh, it was just – I think inherently, don't you think you know – most people are cool. Even if you don't hit you, maybe you're not best friends with everyone, but you can, but most people are cool. It's just there's that small percentage that have been doing all the dirt, haven't they?
Yeah. It's true. It's true. I think America is basically made up of good people. And we've had this aberrant 9 years now. Where the bad people, as it were mentally ill people or something, have had an outsized voice in America. And, I mean, we have the ongoing problem of the right-wing billionaires. But just at the level of average people and average voters, I think good is going to prevail here. I really do. PK, thank you for the call.
Hey, Tom, real quick, my friends, we've agreed we never listened to you on Whittle because we were all rock and rollers, but we listen to you now.
Okay. Well, thank you, PK. Good talking to you. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls.
Would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Richard Cantu. Vice President Harris taking a page from Rocky, ending her campaign Monday night on the steps of the Philadelphia Museum of Art, climbed by Sylvester Stallone in Rocky.
Here at these famous steps, a tribute to those who start as the underdog and climb to victory.
Former President Trump's last rally was in Pittsburgh, where he accused Democrats of trying to cheat him. Running mate J.D. Vance was in Atlanta election eve.
We are going to take out the trash in Washington, D.C., and the trash's name is Kamala Harris.
New Hampshire votes first during presidential primary season, and when it comes to election day, the residents of tiny Dixville Notch in New Hampshire gathered right after midnight and cast their ballots. We said tiny, 3 votes for the former president and 3 votes for the current vice president. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment feed, I'm Pete Schwabba. Martha Stewart might be dealing with a hangover due to her displeasure with her biopic Martha on Netflix. While promoting her new cookbook during an appearance on a game show similar to Family Feud, she took a shot at Ryan Reynolds. When asked which actors she would like to hang out with in real life, she listed George Clooney, her pal Snoop Dogg, and Brad Pitt, but made a point to say Ryan Reynolds is not funny in real life, adding that he is very serious. She also acknowledged her comments might not go over so well since the two are neighbors in real life. Despite the final season of Succession bringing Kieran Culkin his first Golden Globe Award, the actor has still not seen the series finale. In a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Culkin said he missed it because he was in Poland filming a movie and then went right to a vacation with his family. The actor told Colbert he knows what happens, but just sort of missed his chance. If only there was a way he could still watch it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Barbenheimer 2.0 is just around the corner with films Gladiator 2 and Wicked kicking off the holiday box office season in a couple weeks. However, last weekend's box office did not impress. The movie Here, starring Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and directed by Robert Zemeckis, landed with a thud on opening weekend. Here did not review particularly well, and audience approval is hovering at around 60%. The film whiffed big time with only a $5 million opening weekend, which landed it in fifth place overall. Repeating as box office champ following its opening weekend is Venom: The Last Dance. The third and final chapter of DC's Venom franchise took in $26 million domestically. Rounding out the top five are The Wild Robot in second place, Smile 2 at number 3, and Conclave at number 4. Another disappointment at the box office was Liam Neeson's new action film Absolution, which finished in 12th place, barely cracking $1 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and thunderstorms will settle in during the overnight. Some of the rain could be a bit heavy. Lows will drop to the mid-50s. Northeast winds will be light. On your election day, look for some showers and storms. Highs reaching the middle 60s. It's 60 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Charles Franklin from Marquette University Law School. This is the last poll before we will go to the polls.
In the presidential race, we have it at a 1-point Harris lead, 48 to 47, with 5% undecided. And how those people make up their minds, who to vote for or if to vote, that's easily enough to sway this race.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, special election coverage overtime with Maggie Dawn plus former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. And stick around for special Civic Media election night coverage. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Formula. It's called Nature's Blend and it's freeze-dried raw. So you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Power's tilted, swayed and swings, leaving the people down. Voices cry for balance lost. In shadows they convene. SCOTUS was never meant to be. Kings and queens unseen. This lawlessness has gone too far. Conflicts here are clean. Intervene and raise the bar. Let true justice be.
Yeah, Supreme Court was never meant to be kings or queens. This lawlessness has gone too far. Alejandro, hang on just a minute. I want to play a clip here. So if you could just hold on. Sean, I'll be playing the audio out of my computer. Larry Krasner, I mentioned this earlier. I had not actually listened to the clip. I just read the transcript, and I had assumed that they had bleeped it, but they didn't. This is the district attorney for Philadelphia, Larry Krasner, and he has some very blunt words for these right-wingers who are showing up at polling places with AR-15s and giant Trump signs and things.
So I want people to be reassured that when they get up tomorrow to go vote, if they have not voted already, that everybody in this city is working and has been working for months to make sure that there will be nothing tough about that experience and nothing to fear in that experience. But I also want to be clear, anybody who thinks it's time to play militia, F around and find out. Anybody who thinks it's time to insult, to deride, to mistreat, to threaten people, F around and find out. We do have the cuffs, we do have the jail cells, we do have the Philly juries, and we have the state prisons. So if you're going to try to turn an election into some form of coercion, if you're going to try to bully people, bully votes or voters, you're going to try to erase votes, you're going to try any of that nonsense, we're not playing. F around and find out. So I want.
There you go. Yeah, he's not playing. Alejandro in Miami. Hey, Alejandro, what's on your mind today?
No, that I'm thinking that the whole situation with Trump reminds me of this parable that we know from, you know, from our childhood about the emperor has new clothes, right? And the whole story about, you know, how these swindlers convinced this emperor that, you know, whatever, that they were selling him these beautiful fabrics when it's all BS, and how everyone bought into it. And I'm just wondering, when are we going to have our emperor has no clothes moment with Trump? It's already been 8 years of this insanity with Trump, and he got defeated already. Do we need to defeat him again? Does it have to be a third time? Is it a charm kind of scenario to end Trumpism? Like, what does that hold? Like, what is it that, I guess, turning point that we need to break the grip that he has on too many people in our country to get rid of this Trumpism nonsense? I'm just wondering, what do we need for that to happen, to break the call to deprogram everyone?
Well, the scenario I would like to see, Alejandro, excuse me, I'm hiccuping.
The scenario I'd like to see is Donald Trump gets soundly defeated in the election, and it's called by, say, at the latest Wednesday morning, and number one. Number two, in I believe it's 2 weeks from now, Judge Mershon has set the sentencing date for Donald Trump for his 34 felony convictions for trying to manipulate an election, you know, by paying off Stormy Daniels. These are election manipulation charges, and he's facing prison time. And I would like to see Judge Mershon actually give him prison time. And I'm guessing, you know, particularly given how Trump sent his minions against Mershon's daughter, that this judge, you know, has something to say about the issue, shall we say. You know, F around and find out, Donald. And, you know, and on top of that, we learned today that he's $1.8 billion in debt, and he's only got $400 million in cash. Now, you know, the Saudis might bail him out, the Omanis might bail him out, the Putin might bail him out, but I have a feeling that all of those potential bailers or bailee, you know, he's the bailee, all of those people who might help him out are going to just vanish into the woodwork day after tomorrow if it's proven that, you know, if it's accepted that Trump has lost this election and lost in a big way. I think that's the bubble bursting, Alejandro. I think that's the end of Trumpism.
I hope so. But what I wanted to say with regards to Judge Mershon, since you brought him up, I think it was political cowardice to wait for sentencing until now when he could have sentenced him back in July and even September. And then the BS reason he gave September for delaying it to November, oh, because of political reasons. No, it's because of, you know, judicial reasons. You need to sentence him before people would vote. I mean, because so that people know that they're voting. I mean, he's already a convicted felon, but like to really force people to make that, you know, to realize that if he was convicted with sentence to the prison sentence, are most people going to be still stupid enough to support him?
Yes.
And I'm very disappointed that there's people still considering to vote for him, of course, because he's a felon.
Yeah.
I've never thought we'd see this ever in our country.
He's a convicted felon. He's out on bail. By the way, his parole officer is a black woman. Which is kind of
hilarious.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Alejandro, I'm more than willing to cut Judge Mershon all the slack he needs. I think karma is going to catch up with Donald Trump. I don't think he's going to escape this one. Alejandro, thanks.
And just one more thing with all those criminal statements, that those are enhancements to the sentencing, especially about threatening Liz Cheney's life. Those could all be considered by Judge Mershon in 2 weeks. Just like remind everyone about that.
You're absolutely right.
Send the judge all those commentary.
Yep. You're absolutely right. Alejandro, thank you. Lawrence in Berkeley. Hey, Lawrence, you hear me this time?
Hi. You can hear me this time.
I can, indeed.
Okay, my apologies. Something went wrong.
Thank you for calling back.
I went to vote yesterday, and I had such a great time that I figured I would tell everybody how it might change the way some people vote. I went in there, you know, with an old friend of mine that I wheeled in a wheelchair. But when we got there in the Berkeley voting booth, it's a big hall, actually, I sang to the voting workers, who are wonderful people, and I sang them, "Hold the vote, for we are coming, Berkeley vote, be strong."
Yeah.
You may know that as an old labor song.
Sure.
And they just loved it.
Oh, that's sweet. They've got tough jobs.
The idea is that if you're going to vote, you know, as corrupt and as grim as our election process is, with all the dark billionaire money and the voter suppression and whatnot, still be happy when you go to vote, maybe even sing. And then when I filled out the envelope where I had to put in my name and my address, I sang them, "Yes, we're not Mississippi. We're not Mississippi today." And they loved it.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, Lawrence. You just made my day. That was great. Thank you for the story. Maddie in Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, Maddie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I just wanted to share this with you and everybody. I'm fired up. I've been canvassing for a few weeks now. I've been doing phone banking. Even during the summer, I was collecting signatures to fight gerrymandering, and now that's on our ballot. I was doing canvassing earlier in February. Why am I saying all this? The reason being, Tom, is because this is how I dealt with worrying. I'm no longer worried because I know I've done what I can. I know I'm doing what I can.
Yeah.
If you're out there and you're worried about what can you do, there's plenty of opportunities to volunteer. There's still opportunities to do phone banking now. There's no shortage of what we can do. Tomorrow, also, I'm going to be a poll worker. I basically told them, listen, I'm 27 years old. I'm a young, able-bodied guy. You put me where you need me, and I will help you out.
Wow.
So
good on you, Maddie.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm fired up, and I'm cautiously optimistic.
And thank you for being the testimonial to, you know, I frequently say, you know, let me put my psychotherapist hat on. I can tell you, and you can ask anybody in the psychology field, the single most effective thing you can do to deal with anxiety or even, you know, non-clinical depression or non-organic depression is to do something, is to act, is to take a step, you know, is to move forward in a direction that you see as positive. And you're the living embodiment of that, Maddie.
Thank you.
You win the day. Thank you so much for the call. That's marvelous. And let us know how, you know, give us a shout next week and let us know how it all worked out, okay?
Yeah, will do. Okay. I already got my fettuccine alfredo ready for lunch.
Good on you. All righty. Thank you, Maddie. It's almost 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a few seconds. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance would really rather you didn't know. Fox would really rather you didn't know, too. I'll be right back with you. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Your best support for supporting healthy source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right. Three times more effectively than just diet or exercise alone. I feel wonderful after taking Superbearing. I always remember to take my one capsule a day because I keep it by my bed. Superbearing is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your health. I take it for my health. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Just go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on certain bundles with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, S-U-P-E-R-B-E-R-I-N-E.com, and use that code TOM to get 15% off and even more on the bundles with the promo code TOM. Superbearing.com, code TOM. Beneath those polished ties, they twist the truth and bend the facts. It's all a grand disguise. Don't let them rot your mind away. Don't buy their alibis. Don't listen to Fox. So-called news. It's misleading. It's wrong. It's designed to confuse. It will rot your brain. Turn off the noise and see the truth unseen. They profit from division and from the seeds of hate. They turn our friends to enemies and twist the public fate. They shout with indignation while hiding what is true. Don't let them take your kindness. Don't let them poison you. Don't listen to Fox. So-called news. It's misleading. It's wrong. It's designed to confuse. It will rot your brain and make you mean.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Stefan in Mentor, Ohio. Hey, Stefan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, hello, Tom. Question I have is, do you think that the Republican portion of the votes that are coming in, you know, basically so close, how many of those Republican counted votes do you think are actually going for Kamala Harris?
That's the big question, Stefan. I suspect that, you know, we're seeing that, for example, in Nevada, the 50,000 more Republicans have voted than Democrats. Are those Republican women who are voting for Harris? Or are they Republican men who are voting for Trump? I don't know the answer to the question. We will find out hopefully tomorrow, probably at the latest day after tomorrow.
I got a feeling that at least a quarter of them are voting for Kamala.
I think you're right. I think you're right. But like I said, we won't know until the day comes. It's particularly tough in the swing states, you know, like Nevada, because that's where your billionaires are putting their $16 billion. They're just flooding money into this election right now. Stefan, thanks for the call. Jerry in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Oh, I'm glad I caught you right before the election. I want to remind you that the Supreme Court has three members who are members of the Catholic Secret Society, Opus Dei.
Who are those three?
As the vice presidential candidate that is running with Trump as a member of Opus Dei.
Right. Who are those
members of this secret Catholic society cannot swear allegiance to the U.S. Constitution. And everything that they have done to this country, as far as constitutional law, so-called, has not been legal because members of Opus Dei cannot swear allegiance to the Constitution.
Okay, so who are those three, Jim?
All I need to say, except you need to turn your attention away from Medicare Advantage and all that nonsense to start telling us where we stand and what we must do to stop this Catholic conspiracy to overturn the United States and all its decency.
Okay, got it. Jerry, thank you for the call. James in Hollywood. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Tom, my friend, still the smartest man in all the media. Anyhow, I foresee a blue tidal wave and all men, if you love women, women, if you love the life of women, women giving us all life, bold blue, 100%. We need a blue tidal wave. Yeah. We need to wash over the country.
Well said, and James. Well said. Thank you very much for that. Jim in Asheville, North Carolina. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can.
Awesome. Yes, I wanted to talk about the hatred that is coming from, like, the Nazi Party. So I grew up in Germany, mm-hmm. in Ansbach. It's between Munich and Nuremberg.
Mm-hmm. I've been there.
And, yeah, I know. So, like, so I moved there in 1981. My family wanted to get out of I was born in the projects of Cincinnati, mm-hmm. and they wanted a way out.
Jim, so I need you to get to your point because we're going to run out of time here in about 45 seconds.
Okay, so what? So I learned, it's the first day I got there, I started learning about, they asked me, do you know why you're here? And I was like, no, I'm just learning how to ride a bike. You know, like, I don't. So he started telling me about Hitler, mm-hmm. and the hatred. And we used to learn about Hitler and all the terrible things he did. And there were days when, like, half the class was crying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
great story,
we need
Jim.
To, like, teach. We need to teach.
I agree.
Our kids.
I agree. We absolutely do. And we do, and we don't do a good job of it. And now you've got, and two states, Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis in Texas and Florida, where they've outlawed teaching American history. So they're not going to be hearing about Nazis either. Jim, thank you for the call. That was eloquent. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, vote. Hey, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic, 100% risk-free today, and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code Tom.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey there, we'll start Tuesday's show with Tim Cody from Fox Valley Veterans Council. He'll fill us in on their upcoming Veterans Day event.
Then, it's Election Day. We'll talk a little bit about the election and also remind you to get out and vote. Join us.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.